Welcome to The Pond, a place where laughter and learning go together like mint on dental floss. Today, Floyd the Turtle fears nothing as he rides his go-kart down the hill.
If I get into trouble, I tuck and roll and roll and roll.
But he simply goes too fast.
Whoa, whoa! Ooh.
And causes an injury.
Can I get a second opinion?
I didn't give you an opinion to begin with. I told you a fact. If you want an opinion, ask a friend who knows nothing. They're all around you.
Hey!
Later, zoo animals escape and inhabit the pond.
A lot of animals think they want to be in the wild, then discover the benefits of the zoo.
Health insurance?
That's one.
Find out how they solve this unusual problem. Coming right up on The Pond.
That I like to go over the hill, just around the bend, a stone's throw from the end of the road. Come with me, I'll take you there. Let's go to the pond. Come along, there's no place better. Let's go to the pond. We can splash and sing together. You're an original, but you still belong with the creatures and friends you'll find down at the pond. Good friends are what you'll find. Be yourself, we don't mind. Kick off your shoes and wet your feet. Have a seat, come on, catch the beat. Oh, let's go to the pond. Come along, there's no place better. And friends you'll find down at the pond.
Hop, bop, fish, flop, float, crawl, big and small, creep, fly, skitter by, wriggle, squiggle, buggy eye, waddle, paddle, things that swim, tackle, trim, and a bug that skims, twitter, glitter, dragonfly, catch a water bug and a butterfly.
Why don't you come?
It was a crazy day at the pond.
Look out!
Said Floyd the turtle as he zipped by in his go-kart.
You're gonna hurt yourself,
said Bill the duck, a cautious creature.
Smart creature. What he's doing is dangerous.
I'm fine. I've got a hard shell. If I get into trouble, I tuck and roll and roll and roll, like a bowling ball.
And wear your pins.
Hey, I hadn't thought of that. There's a fun new game.
I am not a bowling pin,
said a somewhat grumpy Tony the Frog.
He gets cautious, I get grumpy.
The narrator's job is accuracy, not flattery.
Now, it would be fun if we could roll Floyd down the hill at bowling pins, or other creatures that kind of represented bowling pins.
Speaking of which, here he comes again.
Look out! He might still be in his shell, but he's got to be a liquid in there now.
I'm all right. I could use an aspirin and a couple go-kart wheels.
But no matter how much they warned Floyd,
does your HMO know what you're up to?
He just kept driving very, very fast down the hill on his go-kart.
Here I come! Whoa! Oof! Wah! Wah! Whoa! I don't know why I would do anything else for the rest of my life.
Floyd, you are going to hurt yourself.
Hard shell, my friend. You've got to remember the hard shell.
You're not invincible. Nobody is.
I'm close.
Famous last words. Oh, Floyd, you shouldn't even talk like that.
I saw a lion try to bite through a turtle shell once, and he couldn't.
Where did you see that?
Television.
You can't believe what you see on television.
It was the Discovery Channel.
You know, they're not perfect either.
Just then, Methuselah the alligator swam up.
Hello, gentlemen.
Methuselah, wait till you see how fast I can come down this hill.
That doesn't look safe.
Words of wisdom. He thinks he has a titanium shell.
You realize we have the annual bocce ball basketball tournament in just a half hour.
Just a couple more runs.
If you hurt yourself and couldn't play, you'd be miserable.
And you love bocce ball. You've been talking about this for weeks. What if you couldn't play?
You lose your place in the tournament, it could take years to get it back.
There are a lot of people lined up waiting for the chance to play.
One word, gentlemen. Hard shell.
That's two words.
Really? Is it at least hyphenated?
No.
One word, two words, whatever. I won't hurt myself.
You can in a couple more runs.
This recklessness will catch up to you.
Fine, one more run, but I'm going from even higher on the hill this time.
That's very high up.
You could veer off track from that height. You might not end up in the soft bushes.
Even rocks break eventually.
I'll be fine. You guys are just jealous that you can't go this fast.
That's not true.
I'm certainly not jealous.
Okay, you got me. I wish I could go that fast.
Tony!
What? It's true. If I could go that fast, I'd paint a big fireball on my shell and look out, world!
Floyd, too high.
I'm almost there!
I don't like this.
Although I like to think even if I had a hard shell, I'd be smart enough not to come down from that height.
Okay, here I come! Uh-oh, he's going so fast! What will we do?
Oh, boy, here we go.
I don't like this. I can't look.
Wow, that's fast. How much does a hard shell cost these days?
Too fast. He's just going way too fast.
Uh-oh.
He's been thrown off course. Floyd, hit the brakes.
What brakes?
You didn't install a braking system? Are you crazy?
Look out, he's coming this way.
Run for your life!
Whoa! Ooh. Whoa, whoa! Ooh. Okay, that one hurt.
Hey. You nearly hit me.
Sorry.
Are you okay, Floyd?
I don't know. I think so.
If you are okay, you won't be when I get through with you.
Tony, calm down. We need to show compassion for our friend.
That's a great idea. Compassion. I like that. Compassion.
Are you okay?
Yes, compassionately so.
Walk around a little. I want to make sure.
Okay, not bad. I feel fine. I'm ready to bocce.
Good. Let's get a little practice in before we go. Now tell me you won't go from that high again.
I probably won't.
Hey, where's Bill?
Good question.
Bill!
Oh, Willie! He doesn't like you when I do that. I thought it would get the quickest response.
Uh-oh, I see him.
Help!
Oh, no. You got your bowling pin, Floyd.
Bill, I am so sorry. Did you hear the talk about compassion?
Oh, I didn't, and it doesn't matter. I'm not in the mood to show it. Oh.
Gentlemen, there have been multiple opportunities to learn some lessons here. Let's not let them go by unlearned.
Especially the compassion one.
Can't you get up there, my friend?
I don't know. I think I hurt my ankle.
How did that happen?
Maybe you didn't see what we saw.
We should have that ankle looked at.
I'll be fine. Help me up.
Okay. Hop, here we go.
They tried to help Bill up.
Ow!
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I think we need a professional opinion.
A baseball player?
Doctor.
Oh, that kind of professional.
So, they quickly brought over Dr. Holstein, who's actually a chicken.
It's a severe sprain.
Can you wrap it up real good so I can play bocce ball?
If you plan to play in 3 weeks, possibly. Today, not a chance.
That can't be.
Oh, this is bad news.
Oh, can I get a second opinion?
I didn't give you an opinion to begin with. I told you a fact. If you want an opinion, ask a friend who knows nothing. They're all around you.
Hey!
Sorry, I'm a little sensitive to the second opinion talk I hear so much of these days. I didn't spend $200,000 in med school so I can offer first opinions on sprained ankles. You want an opinion? Turn on talk radio.
So Bill can't play today?
Not today, not tomorrow, not the next day. He needs to stay off the foot completely. Bill, you should know better not to engage in roughhousing before a big tournament.
Do you include running from an out-of-control go-kart as roughhousing?
It was my fault, Doc. I think I ran Bill over.
See that mangled heap of metal and wood at the bottom of the trail?
Don't tell me.
Floyd here rode it from the top. No brakes.
Tell me that isn't true, Floyd.
Will you believe me if I tell you it isn't true?
Figure of speech. I simply want to believe no thinking creature would do such a thing.
A few rides down that hill and the thinking is switched off with the first couple crashes.
I highly recommend, Mr. Floyd, you do not do that again.
Okay, I'll only ride into the water.
Dr. Holstein then bandaged up Bill's ankle.
That should do it. Remember, no standing for at least a week. Keep the pressure off. I'll take a look at it again at the end of the week to decide what's next.
Thanks, Doctor.
Toodaloo.
Well, we better hurry off to the tournament. Bocce balls are waiting.
You guys have fun. I'll be fine right here.
I am really, really sorry, Bill.
I know. It's okay. I forgive you. Go have fun.
And with that, the three of them set Bill up in front of a deck of cards, some books and food, and left.
Okay, now what? Solitaire? What books do I have here? Go-karts for dummies. Oh, that explains some things.
He decided to take his mind off his troubles by turning on the television.
A great start to the annual Pond Bocce Ball Tournament. Methuselah the Hun Alligator picks up a few points with this dandy shot. But take a look at Dr. Give Me the News Holstein with this impressive move.
I can't watch this. Boy, I wish I could be there.
Oh, it's not so great.
Floyd?
I don't like large crowds, any hoot.
What are you doing here?
Look, I injured a friend. I think it's my duty to make sure you have a good time.
But you love bocce ball.
No sport is more important than a friend in need. Especially a friend in need because I injured him. I brought some backgammon. Want to play?
I sure do.
And so the two of them had a great time playing game after game after game.
Download high-quality versions of your favorite episodes at lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. It was a rather unusual day at the pond.
Guys, I saw something strange today,
said Tony, the frog.
Now, I know this is kind of a jungle and all.
I thought this was a rainforest,
said Floyd, the turtle.
Rainforest, jungle, whatever. Next year, they'll start calling it the unhumanified zone. Whatever it takes. But that's not my point.
What is your point?
I don't remember. Wait, I know. I saw a monkey.
There are no monkeys here.
Are you sure it was a monkey?
Asked Methuselah, the alligator.
Well, I don't know. It might have been a chimpanzee, or an orangutan, or a baboon. I need to pay more attention in school.
None of those creatures live naturally anywhere near here.
Was it in a cage?
No. If it were in a cage, I would have mentioned that up front.
Do any of those creatures travel here on business?
They don't have much business. If you really saw what you saw, Tony...
I saw what I saw.
Then this truly is an extraordinary event.
I just don't know for sure what it was I saw.
Are you sure you saw anything?
Absolutely. Pretty much, I think. The more I think about it, how could I have possibly seen a monkey in these parts?
Were you asleep when you saw it?
A dream. Good thinking, Bill.
It was not a dream. It was about 15 minutes ago. He was eating leaves off a tree, and I was about to yell, "Hey, don't eat all the shade." Then I realized it was a monkey. Don't know much about their temperament, so I chose to leave him alone.
Probably a good idea.
What do you think this is all about, Methuselah?
I don't know, but we should probably find out.
It was about then that they heard...
Uh-oh.
We're being invaded!
Was that an elephant?
It sure sounded like one.
Did this monkey look like an elephant?
I didn't see an elephant.
What is one of those guys doing here?
Could be relocating, job change perhaps, exchange student.
I bet elephants are loud neighbors. Ooh, but I bet they make great trails.
I'd hate to have one living in the apartment above me.
Imagine sharing an elevator with one of those guys.
I'm not sure I like that idea.
Gentlemen, I don't believe an elephant is relocating to our neighborhood. But if for some rather strange reason one is, it is our duty to make him feel welcome.
You're right. Absolutely. Bingo.
Good point.
That's true.
I'd hate to be behind one of those guys in a buffet.
Stop it.
And as they pondered and wondered and threw out ideas on what's going on...
Maybe the elephant and the monkey are married.
They heard another odd noise.
Hello? Pardon me down there.
Huh?
Up here.
A giraffe. Cool.
Hey, it's a giant diving board.
No, a tall joke. Yes, yes. Aren't those a hoot? Now, look, I need your assistance. Do you know of any restaurants around here that deliver? Preferably someone who serves leaves.
There are leaves all around.
Yes, I see those. Fine, too.
but I've become accustomed to a light vinaigrette dressing, and these leaves around and about appear to be plain.
Can I ask, what is a giraffe doing here?
Can you keep a secret?
Is it legal?
Well, it depends on the definition of legal. Look, fine alligator, there's been an escape. A group of us heading to a new zoo have decided to head back into the wild. That seems to be our right, as we are animals and all.
Oh, that's scary. Where is the wild?
Well, here, my friend. Right here.
Oh, I don't feel very wild.
Were you being mistreated?
No, no. There was an article in a prestigious magazine, though, explaining how we should feel confined. It seemed like a fine attitude, so we adopted it.
Did you say it's your right to run away?
Look at me. I was born to be free. Now I must go. I can't stay in one place long. I must seek salad and tall trees. Bye now.
And off the giraffe went.
Is that true? He should be free?
These guys take up a lot of space. I think we should turn him in.
Calm down. I think this situation will work itself out. Bill, a lot of animals think they want to be in the wild, then discover the benefits of the zoo.
Health insurance?
That's one.
Fine, but if I see even one hyena, I'm calling the cops.
Fair enough.
But the new inhabitants caused more problems than anticipated.
Well, what do you know?
When Tony turned around and discovered...
The beachfront is gone.
The what?
The lawn chairs, my sandcastle, everything we set up to look like a beach, it's gone.
Did someone steal them?
They must have. You know, I was just thinking of putting the club on my castle.
Actually, I think we just have high tide.
We have what?
Well, Tony, it's even more like a beach than you intended.
Can ponds get high tide?
No, but I think we have one today, regardless.
Do we have an explanation coming?
Hang on, I'll have one momentarily.
And with that, Methuselah went under the water.
Where's he going?
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and assume it's something wise, but I'm a little lost here.
Did we get a lot of rain recently? That would make the pond deeper.
I think we'd have known that.
Gentlemen, I found out the reason.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
A hippo!
Wow, that would do it. Water displacement. How many of you guys are down there?
Four of us, and it's great. I love this pond. What a fine home we have discovered.
This is our home. Don't get too attached. And where's my sandcastle?
Underwater now. The fishes really like it.
I'm afraid the zoo animals have changed life around here a bit. We might as well get used to it.
Yeah, we're no longer zoo animals. We're wild, like you guys.
Ooh, I like being wild. I hope I'm not scaring anybody.
Hey, what time does the food come by around here?
Come by? What you talking about?
In the wild, you get your own food.
Yeah, cool. I can't wait to tell the guys.
And the hippo disappeared into the pond.
Look at that wave.
Let's see. We've got hippos, elephants, giraffes, monkeys, or whatever those were. We should just put a fence around the pond and charge admission. We've got ourselves a zoo right here.
You don't want that kind of trouble.
I don't.
Do you have any idea how difficult it is to keep a deadly snake caged in?
Oh, whoa, what?
Just then, a python snake slithered by.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
Okay, whew, we got problems. I don't like snakes. All right, there.
It was then that Tony decided to find the zookeeper and inform him where the animals were hiding.
Who's with me?
I'll go.
Me too.
I need to stay here in case there's trouble.
Okay, let's go, boys.
And into town they went. First, they visited the pond police.
Hi. Well, if it isn't Tony the Frog and his compatriots.
Is that like a buccaneer or a seahawk?
No, how can I help you, lads?
We have the zoo creatures you're seeking. Is there a reward for these guys?
Oh, the escapees.
That's right.
Well, you have them with you now?
Not exactly. They're back at the pond.
So you don't have them at all?
What? You want them rounded up or something?
Aye, as a matter of fact, we do.
And how would I do that?
Giant cages. Is he serious?
I don't think so.
Whew, look, Tony the Frog. I can't exactly arrest a lion.
There's a lion out there?
I don't have that kind of personnel. You'll have to talk to the zookeeper.
Okie doke.
And so they went to the zookeeper.
Huh? You have them with you?
Is this a joke?
Kinda.
I can tell you right where they are.
Good.
You ready to go?
No.
What gives?
Look, these guys been plotting this escape for years now.
You knew this was coming?
Yeah, sure. I've been a zookeeper for 38 years, and this always eventually happens. A group of primates overhears some activists say, zoos are bad, And suddenly they're devising a plan to unlock all the cages. I just had to wait till we were in the middle of nowhere.
When will you get there?
We're there now, little fella.
So you let them escape?
Eh? Gotta get it out of their system somehow.
So there's no reward for their safe return?
Huh. If you can figure out how to get 5 rhinos back in their cages, you can have whatever you want.
There are rhinos out there?
Oh, you haven't run into them yet. I'd steer clear of them.
Can I borrow your stun gun?
You have a license to use one of these?
I have a fishing license.
That won't work. Have fun, guys. They'll only be around for a few days. A month tops. Oh, try not to agitate the polar bears.
Polar bears?
The three of them returned to the pond and told Methuselah the bad news.
I had a feeling it was something like that.
Well, we've got to find a way to lay low for a few days.
Maybe we should leave town for a while.
You guys should get shells. I'm thinking of just hiding inside here for a few weeks.
I have a plan.
Where to?
I've invited everyone over for game night.
Tell me you then plan to throw a giant net over the lot of them?
We're going to be friendly. That's what we do, even to creatures we find difficult to love.
Tell me you didn't invite the snakes.
I did.
Tell me you didn't invite me then.
I did. Certified mail. You signed it.
I should have read more carefully.
I'm counting on all of you to be there and to be on your best behavior.
That night, everybody showed up.
Wow, Methuselah, this is fun.
See? You just need to get to know these guys.
How did you get everybody to show up?
Food. I knew they'd be hungry by now. They're used to being fed in the zoo.
Excuse me, Mr. Methuselah?
Said a giant polar bear.
Could you turn the heat down a bit?
I'll see what I can do.
All right, thanks.
Don't agitate that guy. We should just put jackets on.
Have you guys been mingling?
We sure have. And we discovered something interesting.
What's that?
Being a zoo creature is cool. I'm putting in an application right away.
Me too. I've been working on my resume, but since I can't write yet, I'll kind of need somebody to translate these pictures.
As they spoke of the situation in zoos, a leopard approached Methuselah.
Methuselah, we've got a problem developing here. I was one of those who helped convince everyone to escape. But now they're having second thoughts. You need to help me convince everyone to remain wild.
Why's that?
Why? Because we're animals. Shouldn't we act wild? Oh, and when do the handlers come by? I got a sore elbow, and it might need some looking at.
There are no handlers in the wild, and we have one doctor, Dr. Holstein, and I'm sure we can have him here by morning.
A cow?
A chicken.
A chicken? Isn't a Holstein a cow? It's his name. Dr. Holstein. Don't make fun of it around him. He's rather sensitive.
Will he peck at me?
He'll make fun of you. He's rather witty, and you don't want to run head-on into his wit.
One chicken doctor for all of this area?
I'm afraid so. It's not like the zoo, where you get free food and plenty of care.
And you make families happy.
That's a really good point. Oh boy, I'm not going to have much luck convincing people to stay if we only have one doctor. And a chicken with a cow's name at that.
I get the feeling you're not sure you want to stay.
The leopard thought about Methuselah's words. He was right.
I'm gonna tell the others.
Sure enough, the next morning, they called the zookeeper.
Anybody got a cell phone? My battery's dead.
Right here.
Thanks, mate.
And that afternoon, they were loaded up onto the train.
Let's see, we got, 6 monkeys, 3 lions, a python, 4 zebras, a turtle. Hey.
What? I can't live in the wild. I want to be a zoo creature. What time do you serve snacks?
Sorry, buddy.
I juggle.
Hey, this is not the circus. It's a zoo. Very different.
Tap dance? Do my own laundry?
Thanks for tuning in to The Pond. Pond radio shows and DVDs are available at Christian bookstores or online at lifeatthepond.com. Find out more about the pond creatures, see pictures of your favorite characters, and download free coloring pages. Also, go to lifeatthepond.com for special prices on the original Pond DVD.
Work together, work together.
If you ever want to get something done.
Big Mouth Bass.
Why would I find her? I'd rather go find the measles.
Alligator Hunter.
Ah!
What?
My popcorn's gone!
Where's Methuselah?
The little things.
Plenty are the toys they give me.
The rise and fall of Tony the Frog.
I throw a wad of paper at a guy's front door and he says, thank you very much, throw something at me again tomorrow.
With lessons encouraging kids to love their neighbors, be careful with their toys, listen to their mothers, and pray for those who are unkind. The Pond DVDs are a trusted help for parents. Go to lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. The Pond is a member of HisKids.net, where parents can find many trusted programs for children.